are joined by Jana Zinser, the author of Fly Like a Bird. Jana, tell us about this new book.
It is a coming-of-age mystery that takes place in the 60s and 70s. It's about an Iowa girl who tries to unravel the secrets about the night that her parents died in a car crash. It's also about how a bully can control a town and how far do we let that bully go before we stand up. It's about the meaning of family and how you can be a part of a community. And it's about bigotry and finding out who you are.
How did you come up with the idea for Fly Like a Bird?
Well, I wanted to set my book in a small Iowa town because I grew up in a small Iowa town and loved it. I think small towns give you a huge sense of identity and community, and you feel like you belong. So I wanted to place it there. So I made up the characters. They're all fictional. I made up the story, and the story is outrageous. The characters are quirky and outrageous. But I set it in a similar location, like the town I grew up in. But some of the things, the way I wanted to explore it is our main character is named Ivy, and Ivy wants to get out of that small town. She doesn't really appreciate it. She doesn't appreciate her family because her parents died, her grandmother raised her. She is always thinking she's looking for something else. She's on this journey. But as she goes through life, she begins to see that sometimes the place where you are and the family that you have is perfect for you. And but it's her struggle. It's her journey to try to leave and to be something different when she begins to realize that she's already arrived.
Who is the book's audience?
It's an adult fiction. Definitely young adults could read it as well.
What's the biggest challenge about writing Fly Like a Bird?
Writing is definitely a challenge for making sure that your characters come alive, making sure that your writing is clear and interesting and emotional, and making sure your plot is compelling and exciting as well as thought-provoking. Making all of those elements come together is a difficult challenge, but that's the fun about writing a book as well. You know, this one, it's taken me a while. It's an idea that starts and you gathers and, you know, you write a little bit. So this has been a process of over many years. So that's, I think, been the challenges, you know, making it as complete as possible and making sure that it's a good story, because I love Iowa. It's my home.
How does Fly Like a Bird compare to The Children's Train?
Well, my first book was took place in a different era as well, so that's one similarity. My first book was called The Children's Train, Escape from the Kinder Transport. It is a historical fiction that takes place in Nazi Germany. It's about kids who were allowed to leave Nazi Germany by themselves on a train to England. They lived in foster families. My story follows some of those kids that got out on the train, as well as some of the kids that were left in Germany. So both of them are kind of told from a children's perspective. Both are told in a fictional way, but set in a different time period.
What draws you in toward a youthful character's perspective?
I definitely like my characters to be interesting and unique and pure in terms of, you know, seen with great emotion, seen with thoughtfulness, maybe from a different perspective. I love to, you know, look at things from a different perspective. And children look at the world differently. So I think it's fabulous to see the growth and the arc of the character and set them in a world that we know, but from their perspective, we see it differently.
Tell us about your journey to become an author.
Well, I've always enjoyed writing. It's fun for me to put words together. And I think the goal of a writer is always to, find emotion and insight in words. So that's always been a part of me. I always say, like, I think people have, there's people in three categories. One is you love words, and one is you love pictures and visual things, and one is you love music. And I think that who you are of those three is just a part of who you are. It's innate. And for me, it's words. I love to put words together. If I can, to create emotion, happiness, laughter with people, that's a great joy. I've loved to write. I had jobs where I got to write, not creatively, but putting words together. I was a press secretary for a congressman. I worked at the Capitol here in Iowa. That all involved sometimes research and writing, sometimes press releases, speeches, and I really enjoyed that. I got a master's in journalism from the University of Iowa, so that was a passion of mine also to make sure that I, you know, had the schooling so that I could use my skills.
What would you say to an aspiring author?
Well, today is such a great time period to be an author, I think, because you can self-publish. I think everybody has a story in them. Not all of us want to be writers, but if you do want to be a writer, you see a story that you want to write, I say write it. I don't think there's any age restrictions. All you have to do is study the structure of a story and make sure you have a good editor, and you can publish on self-publish online. I chose to go through an independent publisher, which I love, called BQB, because they help you along that journey. They help you get a cover that's beautiful. They help you edit. They help you do layout so that your book looks beautiful and professional. And there are lots of independent publishers that you can go to. So you're not restricted anymore to those big publishing houses, so that it opens up the world for writers.
What else do you want people to know about your experience as a writer?
I think that stories are important. It's important for us to read, and I think we've kind of gotten away from reading books lately, whether it's on the Kindle or a physical book. But I think it's important that we read other people's stories, that we feel the empathy that comes with reading a story, because we jump into this world that we don't know. We learn. We understand feelings of other people. I think it enriches and broadens your life if you are a reader.